Well, hello, my little creepies. Oh, yes. It's that time again. We talk about UFOs and Bigfoot, paranormal, true crime, and conspiracy stories, and all things creepy. Yes, this is The Creepy Show. You can find us online at creepy.show. And I'm your host, the Master of Creep.
Well, hello, my little creepies. Tonight's story, will you become a slave to digital money? Why, just about everyone likes money. The more money you have, the more options you have. And with that being said, there's a very scary and creepy thing coming on the horizon called digital money. Our government, along with most other governments, are trying their best to convert completely to digital money. In other words, no more cash, no more paper money, no more coins. Why, that might seem like a convenience to somebody, but it will be the demise of your freedom. You are destined to become a slave, something that you thought might have ended a long time ago, except this time, everyone will be a slave to the government. Most people are already participating in digital money. They're called debit cards and payment apps, electronic checks, any kind of payment system where the value is determined by what you have in your account. It's just a number on a computer somewhere. So what happens when somebody trips over the cord or unplugs the power? Well, then you can't buy anything. You can go from being rich to being poor in a matter of seconds. How many times have you been to the store and for some reason your debit card decided to stop working? It happens to us all. You know you have money in your account, but for some reason the system isn't working. This situation is usually considered an inconvenience because it will probably be resolved in just a few minutes. It might take a phone call to the bank or just wait until someone fixes the system. Well, let's switch gears a little bit and talk about slavery. So, what is a slave? Well, as a noun, it's a person who is the property and wholly subject to another and forced to provide unpaid labor, a person entirely under the domination of some influence or person. The basic idea is that you have something that I want, so I'm simply going to take it from you. This could mean sex, money, effort, allegiance, and freedom. Do governments own slaves? Well, I don't know. Have you ever heard of taxes? For as long as people have walked the earth, there have been slaves. It's not about the color of your skin, as some people have decided to believe. The real culprit is control and power. Slavery is often camouflaged. Sometimes it's wrapped in good intentions, but at the end of the day, someone is taking something from somebody else without paying for it. So what happens when cash and coins are gone? Digital currency is coming. It's the new world's economic monetary system. But what's really going on here is that the elites of the world have finally found a way to completely control all wealth. My prediction is that eventually there will only be two classes of people, the elites and the rest of us. You can already see that this is happening. Do you agree that there are two different sets of rules? There are the rules for you and me. Then there are the rules for the elites. You are either in or out. As the late George Carlin, the comedian, once said, "It's a big country club, but you're not a member." So what happens when the digital takeover is complete? Then you'll start to see some really bad things happening, such as rules and regulations on what you can buy and when you can buy it, how much you can buy. Yes, you will lose all freedoms concerning how you spend your money, the money that you worked to earn. Someone else is going to determine what you can do with it. And of course, it'll all be painted as it's for your own good. Governments will decide what products can or cannot be produced. Of course, this is already being done. There are certain products that cannot be manufactured, such as drugs and weapons, for obvious reasons. However, this will eventually be taking a further step, such as specifically who can make certain products or services, allowing those who agree with the government's ideology to produce, and those who do not agree will be stripped of all customers and financial backing. They can do this when they control how you spend your own money. Someday, you will have to apply for permission to buy things that you want. Someone else will determine if you need these things, and it won't be based on your ability to pay for them. You will have to apply for things like recreational items such as boats or gliders, planes, motorcycles, cars, camping equipment, drones, cameras, cell phones, ATVs. In fact, just about everything you do will be under the control of the government. The one thing that you can count on is anyone who is allowed to have power over others will definitely abuse it. Why, I can just hear it now. "Mr. Jones, why do you think you need a new fishing boat? We already have enough people with fishing boats. Well, maybe you should just buy a new roof for your house instead. Oh, and by the way, here's a business card of my brother-in-law. Why, he's a roofer." "Mr. Smith, right now we don't think that you need to be buying a new home and moving to Wyoming. You should stay in your smaller home and continue to work at your present job as an auto mechanic." "Miss Stacy, I'm looking at your last voting record, and it seems that you opposed the new spending bill in Congress. So I'm going to have to take that into consideration before approving your new vacation plans for taking a world cruise. Mr. Johnson, why are you trying to buy those 6 steaks? You only have 4 members in your household. Are you planning a party? And if so, what is the purpose? What are you going to be discussing? Politics?" "Miss Davis, at this time, we don't believe that you should be starting a new business. We already have enough cupcakes in your community. We don't really need any more. Perhaps if you decided to bake bread instead, well, maybe I could approve that request. Oh, and by the way, here's my business card. Why, my husband, he sells bread pans and baking equipment. The people are revolting. What can we do? Well, let's shut down all of their cash cards and cash apps so that they can't buy food anymore or gas for their cars. We'll show them who's boss. Just let them go a few days without electric power. Let's cut their ability to communicate with cell phones. Then we'll see how much they want to protest. You can see this pattern already happening. By dissecting the population into smaller groups, they are easily manipulated and controlled. Then they distract these groups by pitting them against each other so that they lose focus on the real culprit. And when the masses depend on technology and the government has full control over technology, well, then you can kiss your freedom goodbye. Submit or suffer. You choose. You see, the government doesn't really need money. They just need dependence. Why would they need more money? If they wanted more money, they would simply print it or add a few zeros to their account. This can be done with a simple keyboard and access to the banking system, which they already have. No, what the government really needs are slaves. In other words, people who are dependent on them in exchange for votes. The government gives away wealth that the productive or working population is forced to absorb in the form of inflation. This is the way the government stays in power, by literally buying votes from those in need, giving the country's citizens the illusion that they were elected in a democratically fair election. Someday they will actually do away with voting altogether. You just watch. It might take another century, but at some point, there won't be any need for voting. After years of having full control over everyone's wealth, the government can do whatever it wants without repercussions. I mean, really, what the hell are you going to do about it? Not participate? You have to eat. You have to have a house to live in. You need a source of income or at least access to society. Your inability to vote will be replaced by the idea that you're not smart enough to be a part of the process. What is really sad is the fact that you will agree with these power elites. They will convince you that they know best and that they are looking out for your best interest. This is what happens when you turn your life over to the government. Eventually, all human achievement will come through the government. It will be controlled and manufactured by the government. It will use its citizens as a workforce in exchange for just enough money to keep them fed, clothed, and a roof over their head. It's modern-day slavery entwined through technological control. Maybe you think this episode is all about politics. Well, it's not. It's about power and greed and the start of a two-class system of people. Two completely different sets of rules. It can be applied to politics, but really it runs much deeper than that. Politics is nothing more than an instrument for powerful people to control the masses. It gives you the illusion that you have a voice that controls the future. And the sad fact is, most people are just like sheep. They are easily manipulated and controlled. Most of them conform to society's rules without giving it much thought. It's not being hidden. In fact, it's taking place right in front of your eyes. I call it the incremental devourment of freedom. They take a tiny piece at a time, so small and so constant that the masses don't even notice the difference because it happens so slowly. How do you cut down a forest? One tree at a time. If you look at a forest on Monday and you see a million trees, and on Tuesday you see 999,999 trees, are you really going to see a difference? The decline is invisible to you. In fact, the entire forest will look unchanged for many years, but slowly but surely, someday every tree will be chopped down, and you won't even remember how it all got started. Well, it gets started with digital money. How many of you have actually read what it says on a U.S. dollar bill? The words that appear on the front are Federal Reserve Note, the United States of America. This note is legal tender for all debts, public and private. Well, guess what, my little creepies? Once we go all digital, there will never be any more private debts. It will all be public, and it will all be government controlled. What's that? You want to buy a new car? Why, you just bought one 7 years ago. You don't need a new car. Why don't you buy a gallon of ice cream instead? What, you want to buy Christmas lights? You know we can't allow that. Your neighbor, who is not Christian, might get offended. Do you want to buy a big soda pop at the movies? Why, you know you can't do that. The limit is 16 ounces. Now, I know what you're saying. Master of Creepy, you are exaggerating. It will never come to that. July 3rd, 2019, Big Gulp Ban, AB 766, by Assemblyman David Chi of a Democrat in San Francisco, prohibits a retailer from selling an unsealed beverage container that is able to contain more than 16 fluid ounces except for a container of water. Like I said, folks, it's already happening. All you have to do is open your eyes. Don't be surprised someday if you get a notice from the government that they have decided to take your money. The government has noticed that you have a lot more money than you need, so they are extracting $74,000 from your savings account. Well, what are you going to do about it? Call the police? You see, my friends, slavery never really ended. It just changed owners. Once the government goes all digital, your ass has just been bought and sold. Have a nice day.
As the casket closes on another creepy episode, we bid you farewell to the shadows that danced upon your fears. Oh, and thank you for joining us on this creepy journey into the unknown, where the darkness whispers secrets and the silence echoes within your soul. Find us online for some extra creepy content at creepy.show. And if you happen to make it through the night, don't forget to share this podcast with someone you want to terrorize. Good night, my little creepies. Sleep with one eye open, for the night is long and full of horror. Ha 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 ha